Well, it's being called the toughest anti-bullying legislation in the country. And some think a new legislation passed in Alberta could be a model for schools in other provinces as they struggle to deal with the issue. Well, our next guest rather hopes not. He's the author of a new report that focuses on families' roles in stopping bullies. And note, I said families' roles there. Peter John Mitchell is a senior researcher at the Institute of Marriage and Family. It's an Ottawa think tank associated with the Christian charity Focus on the Family, and he joins me in the studio now. Hello.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, Robin.
Well, for those people who don't know what the Alberta legislation is all about, tell me a little bit about that, first of all.
Well, it's under the new Alberta Education Act, which is a broad legislation encompassing all education in Alberta, but there is a section about that legislation that does address bullying. And the particular section that we're interested in is the section that talks about responsibilities of the student. And it says that students have the responsibility as a partner in their education to refrain from, to report, and to not tolerate bullying behavior, whether that happens in the school, whether that happens during school hours or on the internet. So in itself, it's asking students and asking bystanders of bullying to step up to the plate and take some responsibility and do the right thing. And in and of itself, that's actually quite a healthy thing. In fact, we know from research that when a bystander intervenes in a bullying situation, that actually causes that situation to end rather quickly if that student doesn't become a victim themselves. So that's actually a healthy thing that we can praise. What happens in this particular legislation is a few sections later under suspension, it says that failure to follow this student code may result in the possibility of a suspension. So in this way, we're taking bystander to a new level. We're essentially saying if you don't follow through, if you don't do the right thing, you could be suspended.
Right. And so there's a lot of information there, but in a nutshell, you're saying basically there's too much emphasis on students reporting other students in bullying. And you're saying that the emphasis should be where exactly?
Well, I think by making it punitive rather than just saying it's a bystander, it actually does create probably the opposite atmosphere than what the legislation is hoping to create. It creates an adversarial approach. So rather than being able to say after the fact, saying, listen, Robin, we missed a great opportunity to report something, it now becomes adversarial, where it puts the parent and the student against the administration rather than being collaborative. Mm-hmm. And so I think legislation certainly has a place, and it does frame out policies. It does say this is how we expect schools to react. That is very important to have that. But in terms of unmaking bullies, we really have started to look in our particular report at the role that families have in that. Schools certainly have a part, but family environment, and the research backs this up, that family environment is very important.
So you're saying that more emphasis should be put on fighting bullies within the family. But I mean, let me give you a scenario here. What about a situation where maybe parents are bullies themselves, and kids are watching, you know, this kind of behavior. They're emulating that. I mean, how can a family happen then when the parents are part of the problem?
Well, the research in fact does show that that home environment that isn't quite healthy as you're proposing there actually does help make bullies. And in that case, then it's going to default probably to other adults, whether that's other adults in extended family, and very often it shows up in the school. Where there's an absence of adults, that's where bullying thrives. And so, yes, there is a role for adults to come in to build those healthy attachments with kids. One of the things that we saw in British Columbia, they've just introduced a new program there, a government program for anti-bullying. And one of the trainers of that program was speaking to the media and said, when I speak with kids, I find that they're more attached to the physical space of the school than they are to adults in that school. And that's going to be a very problematic uphill battle against bullying when there's no attachment with the adults, when the adults are not connected. So the scenario that you point out is a very unfortunate one, and I think it's going to be the other adults. It's going to be the volunteers, the coaches that will, in that case, be stepping in.
So in a way, because I've read some of your report, and it's saying really that more focus should be on the families and home, but why not make it more of a holistic approach? I mean, do parents really know what's going on in their kids' lives anyway? I mean, why not say, you know, let's focus it in all different areas, whether it's other pupils at school, like Alberta is proposing, whether it's teachers and parents as well. I mean, why put all the focus on the family?
I think what we felt is, and this is just naturally when we talk about bullying, we often think about the school environment. So we're just bringing the other aspect of family in. We're not saying the school doesn't have an aspect to that. In fact, I would say we need better cooperation between schools and parents. I hear from parents all the time that feel like they're not getting any action from schools. I hear from educators who say, we're doing all these programs, we're doing workshops for parents, and they don't show up. So that is definitely one area that needs work. We do need a holistic approach. And I think we just want to focus the light on families and what role they have, because we haven't heard a lot of that.
Well, what about the case, perhaps, of a gay teenager? I mean, young gay people are often the targets of bullying. There are many families, you know, who struggle or oppose their child being gay. Some are even bullied at home. So what then is the family's role at home if they're part of the problem?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really difficult question. I think in terms of bullying, a bully will always look for the vulnerability to exploit, to insert their own dominance. So on the bully side of that, they may not care what that weakness or vulnerability looks like, or perceived, you know, weakness or whatever. On the youth side of that, if you're the recipient of that, that's certainly a very difficult and a very emotional thing to try to gain. So, you know, and those are deep questions that families wrestle with, whatever their particular background is, whether they're from a faith background or not. When a student comes forward and says that they're gay, that for any family, that is a path, and it has to be walked very carefully. And I think there's a role for outside groups to help, not to leave families on their own, but to help families walk through that. And some of those resources are available at schools. Some of those resources are available in other community aspects.
Okay. I think what I'm struggling with here is to understand then kind of your argument, because it sounds like you're saying more of the focus should be at home. But if you get these tricky situations where perhaps the parents are abusive or they may not support a gay child, then it's still okay to go elsewhere for help if a child is being bullied.
Yeah, because I think we're looking at a holistic approach. So for the majority of households, we're essentially saying, focus on that home environment. Focus on creating a place that is safe, so that when your kid comes home and they're bullied, you're the one that they talk to. That's a safe place to have their tears. It's a safe place to seek help. We know that that's not always going to happen in every home environment. In fact, we have provisions under law where if there's an abusive situation, the law steps in and mediates that. I think that's healthy, and I think that's right. There is a proper place for the role of law and family. And likewise at school, there's also going to be opportunities where there's going to be missed opportunities as well. This is a very imperfect and difficult situation. We're saying, hey, parents, hey, school, and legislators as well, let's work together. And so we're just emphasizing the family aspect of that and home environment aspect of that.
Okay. Thanks very much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me on, Robin.
That's Peter John Mitchell. He's a senior researcher and author of a new report from the Institute of Family, of Marriage and Family, which is an Ottawa think tank associated with the Christian charity Focus on the Family.